Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, to praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, pen and your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our mind on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your name, Lord. We come to you and we humble ourselves, asking for mercy and for grace. Lord, we ask for forgiveness of sins. And while we're praying, oh God, we ask that you will search our hearts and be merciful unto us and forgive. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you tonight. We need you to move in a mighty, powerful way. Oh, God, we need you to send deliverance. We need you, Lord, to send power and strength. We need you, oh, God, to send healing and restoration. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we call on you to stop by here for just a little while, my God, and look upon each and every one who is listening in on this broadcast tonight. Let a blessing come upon them, oh God. Let the blessing overtake them in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, for those who are sick in their bodies. We ask for healing tonight, Lord. Heal them and make them whole, Lord God. Give them a testimony and the motivation to go forth and tell what you've done for them, Lord, that you may do more in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able to do all things, oh God, and we're calling on you tonight to stop here, Lord God, to make your holy visitation, to
yes.
go into the homes of everyone who can hear our voices, Lord God, and make your presence known unto them. Make them understand and know that you are the true and the living God, and there's no other beside you, Lord. Please, Lord, incline your ear tonight and hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our cry in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, that you will send forth your word tonight and let your word have free course. Let your word come forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give revelation concerning your word, Lord. Give spiritual insight. Open up the eyes of the blind, unto the ears of those who are deaf, oh God, even concerning your word, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, and let your name be glorified. Oh, my God, send your anointing. Anoint the speaker tonight. Anoint her, Lord God, that she may bring forth your word. And, Lord, cause everyone who hear this word tonight to be pricked in their heart, to be touched, oh, Lord Jesus, to be blessed by the word of God, and most of all, to be saved in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God. Let sins be forgiven. Let transgressions be blotted out. Let your blood cover right now. Let it wash and let it purify. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, bind every evil spirit, every
yes.
hindering cause. Bind
yes.
it up right now, my God, and cast it forth that it may not come back again. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
oh, God, we know you have the power, and you can do it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who are sick, Lord God, on our prayer list, the names that are on that list, oh God, those who are incarcerated, those who are backslidden, Lord, desiring to return. We
yes,
pray for
Lord.
Them, oh God, asking that you will have mercy,
have
that
mercy.
You will deliver their souls and restore them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And remember those who have gotten off track, Lord, desiring to get back on the right track, desiring, oh God, to make amends and to get back right with you. Oh, Lord, be merciful and show them the way. Help them, oh God, to get back on the right track lead them in the direction that they should go. Those who are feeling cast down and despondent, Lord God, lift their spirit. Lift them up, oh God. Lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord
of
God,
Jesus.
We believe you, and we're taking you at your word. And we want you to take full control, Lord, and have your way. Oh, Lord God, speak unto us. Minister to our souls. We believe it right now, Lord, and we count it done. And we give you thanks. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
magnify
Jesus.
You. Oh, Lord, we give you praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Your name. You're worthy,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, thank
we
you.
Praise
thank
you,
Jesus.
Honor
thank you.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord, for hearing our prayer.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for your touch, Lord. We thank,
thank you,
you
Jesus.
For the moving of your spirit, for the outpouring of your spirit. Lord, we thank you, and we bless
thank
your
you.
Holy name. Lord, we ask that you will remember us in a special way, and we
yes.
ask you to be with us throughout the course of the evening. We believe it, and we count it as done, and we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 125th number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turned aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 125th number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., the dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-761. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice. Title 1, School, and 1 is O-N-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are listed on our prayer list, for Michael Carr, for Robin, Seti Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmonds Sr., Carlton, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda, Venitra Blackshear, and all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may give words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the opening scripture. Oh, glory to God. That scripture has already blessed my soul. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Just putting your trust in the Lord, look at the promises of God, what the Lord has promised. Oh, hallelujah. It's so beautiful to have your trust in the Lord especially during this time right now that we are going through. And I'm so grateful. I thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast, and I thank God for all of you who have tuned in, and I'm praying that God will bless you and that he will move in your life like you have never seen before. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's time to put your trust in the Lord. If you haven't put all your trust in the Lord until today, you should start right now and put your trust in him. And the Lord will cause you to abide forever. It's a beautiful scripture. I thank God for just blessing my soul. Praise the Lord God. He hears and he answers prayer. So let's get ready tonight to hear the word of God. Let us open our hearts and receive what God has to say to us. If our ears are blocked, ask the Lord to take whatever is blocking our ears away that we may hear his voice. Because surely the Lord has been speaking, but somebody has not been hearing. Or if they have been hearing, they have not been listening and taking heed. But I encourage you, when you hear the voice of the Lord, when you hear God's word, to just humble yourself and obey the word of God. Just take it in and abide by it. And God will have mercy and he will bless you. So at this time, let's prepare for the word of God on tonight. And let's put aside everything that's distracting, that's going to stop you from hearing that word, because there's a blessing in it. And I believe God has a blessing especially just for you tonight if you will pay close attention and don't your mind completely on the Lord while the word of God is going forth. I believe you will receive a great blessing on tonight. So at this time, without further ado, I introduce to you our speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and let us pray along with her and for her as she comes forth to bring forth the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction. And at this time, let us pray. We want to put our minds on the Lord and hear what thus saith the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing us to come before you once again. We pray that you look on every listener, every soul. Pray that you will have mercy. Send your word. Send your anointing. Let some soul repent of their sins. Help somebody to give their life to you before it's too late. Let your word penetrate that a soul might fall out with their ways and turn their life over to you. We'll give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. To the word of God in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. Praise the Lord. Beginning with verse 5. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it, and he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and to them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. My title tonight, God Gets the Glory. My theme, let us exalt his name. Praise the Lord. God gets the glory out of our life and out of everything we do. Glory to God. The Lord said in his word, he said, I am the Lord, and that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. He's not going to give his glory to anyone else. And that's why we, as the people of God, speaking in general, we have to learn to tell of the goodness of the Lord, to glorify God, and to lift him up. Forget about what happened yesterday. Forget about what's going on with your car. Forget about what happened at the house. Forget about talking about other people, what somebody else did, and how they acted. But let's put our minds on the Lord, give him glory and praise for what he has done, for he is the only one that is worthy. Our cars and our houses, all this stuff is going to go down. It's not going to last. But one thing about God, his glory is going to last. His glory is not going to go to anyone else. So let's give God the glory. Let us give him the praise, for he alone is worthy. The book of Psalms, the 29th number of Psalm, and I believe it's verse 1, it says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. You see, the Lord God, we got to give the glory unto the Lord God Almighty. Give unto him glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. It's all due unto the name of the Lord for the great things that he has done in our lives, for the great work he has worked for us. We ought to be thankful and exalt his name. We ought to be more willing to lift him up. Stop talking about ourselves. Stop talking about what happened to Sister so-and-so or Brother so-and-so. What happened last night? What happened last week? Because they know that you're going to get up and tell about what happened to this one, what happened to that one. But we ought to come to the house of God and look to praise God and exalt him and thank him for the mighty works that he has done. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His name is worthy to be praised. We ought to lift him up in the highest. Hallelujah. And give him glory. For he is surely worthy. There is none other worthy but the Lord God Almighty. And I believe David himself, he began to praise God and give God glory. He began to magnify the Lord. He began to extol the Lord and to cause to be held in great esteem. He esteemed the Lord greatly for what the Lord had done for him. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And then he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. David, when he went before Abimelech, he began to change his behavior. And he changed his behavior so much so that Abimelech just let him go. He felt as though he was crazy. But glory to God, I believe David was trusting in the Lord. And he began to glorify God and praise God for deliverance, how the Lord delivered him out of that king's hand. And that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be praising God for bringing us up out of the land of Egypt. Praising him for forgiving our sins. Praising him and exalting him and giving glory to his name for what he has done for us. Praise God. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for what he's done. He's a mighty God. He's a good God. I bless his name. I glorify him. He is so worthy. His name is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. The Bible said, bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. We got to keep on blessing. We got to keep on giving his name praise. We got to keep on telling of his goodness, telling what he did for us, telling how he brought us out, and witnessing and letting somebody else know God is good and God is great and that he doeth all things well. He can save to the uttermost, and he can bring you out of whatever situation that you might find yourself. Praise the Lord. We thank God for his goodness and mercy. We thank him for all that he has done. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer that we may glorify God and exalt his name. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We pray that you continue to have your way. Help us to continue to exalt your name, to glorify you, to lift you up, and to praise you in the highest. For thou art worthy, and your name is worthy to be praised. Help somebody to tell your goodness. Help somebody to give your name the praise. Help today, Lord. I know you're able, and I know you got the power. We pray that you will save to the uttermost. Save, Lord. Heal and forgive. Deliver, Jesus. We know thou art a deliverer. Oh, my God, I thank you right now. Pray that you continue to go with us. Help us as the people of God to glorify you and to praise your holy name. In the name of Jesus, help us today, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able, and we know your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to talk about you and tell of your goodness, for you are good, and you are so worthy. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you continue to touch and bless. Go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this opportunity, for this broadcast. And I know Satan is working, but he gets no glory. He gets no glory. Right. God gets the glory. All the glory belongs to God. Doesn't belong to Satan. And that's the problem. People are giving more glory to the devil than they give to God. They are talking about what Satan did. They are talking about what brother so-and-so did. They are talking about what their neighbor did. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear the praises of God going up.
Yes.
Filling them up. Glory, hallelujah. It's time to praise God. It's time to go forth and praise him in the dance and give thanksgiving to the Lord. It's time. It's time for the people of God especially to wake up and give God some praise, for he is worthy. Time out for talking about ourselves and talking about this one and that one and what happened in the news and all of that. We come to talk about Jesus. Jesus is the name. He's the one. He did it all. He saved us and he brought us out. So he is the one. Glory to God. I just thank God. Thank him for his word. And thank him for the mind to give his name glory and praise for what he has done for me. So at this time, we're going to turn this part of the service over into the broadcast, praise the Lord, over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have remarks and turn it over to the other ministers that they may have remarks.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful, inspiring message coming through Evangelist May, saying God gets the glory. Let us exalt his name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to get together and exalt the name of the Lord, because surely God gets all the glory. And I'm thankful. I thank the Lord for just having mercy on us and just for even considering us. What are we that God should even consider us? So we really should give God the glory and bless his holy name. This is something we ought to do all the time. So I thank God once again for that beautiful message. It was short, sweet, to the point, and it was the truth. She told the truth. Time out for talking about this, that, and the other, but it's time to give God more glory. It's time to just bless him the more.
Amen.
Praise God. Whatever we're going to talk about, don't talk about other things, but talk about the goodness of the Lord. Give God the glory. Exalt his holy name. Just lift up his name. Because when we do this, we are doing something that is going to cause somebody to be drawn to the Lord. Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, draw all men unto me. So if we lift him up, he's going to draw somebody to himself. He's going to show somebody the light. He's going to save a lost. Hallelujah. So let's get together and let us exalt the name of the Lord. Again, I truly enjoyed the word on tonight. And at this time, we give way for other remarks coming through our evangelists who are on the line, or any other clergy who might be on the line. You are certainly welcome to have remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. Time out to praise the Lord. You ought to take the time out to praise the Lord. Praise him for the problems he brought you through. Praise him for the blessings he's given to you. You ought to take some time out and praise the Lord. You ought to take some time out and praise the Lord. You ought to take some time out and praise the Lord. Oh, praise him for the problems he brought you through. Praise him for the blessings he's given to you. You ought to take the time out to praise the Lord. Amen. Not the gossip. Don't take time out and gossip, but take time out to give God the glory. Amen. And he will give you the victory. Thank God for the message tonight. It was short, sweet, and timely. I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist May Bell, encouraging us to give God, saying God gets the glory. And we have to give him the glory that's due to his name, not glorifying ourselves. Like she said, talking about, you know, what we did, that we have to exalt God's name. He's not going to give his glory to another anyway, so we might as well give him the glory. I thank God for the word. Evangelist May Bell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any other clergy on the line, you're welcome to have remarks or maybe Sister Cheryl or Sister Rhoda, if you're on the line, would like to have something to say.
Amen. Thank God for the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, if there's no further words, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks and the exhortation, for the song that was sang. You ought to take the time out and praise the Lord. And that's what we need to do more of. Take some time out to give God some praise and stop holding up things when we should be praising God. Glory to God. I just thank God for this opportunity. And I know Satan is mad, but he gets no glory. God get the glory. Glory belongs to him. And I just thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for each of you, Dennis Amin, Dennis Khadija, Dennis Cynthia, and Sister Cheryl. We thank the Lord for you. I appreciate you, and I love you. And I'm saying to all of those who are on the line, who tune in every week, we ask that you, if you can get a prayer through, to pray for us that the Lord will work things out. I know he will, and I believe he will. So we're inviting you to be with us again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Lord's will. And if that is all, this brings the broadcast close, and we say God bless you and good night.